This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live in the present. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of February. Live for the now. I found something after Kobe Bryant's the celebration of his life, I guess you could call it that. There are pretty extraordinary things said about this fellow, and the whole event itself was pretty extraordinary when you consider how it was all sort of staged and put together. Jennifer and I and Victoria and Kara here to talk about the issues of the day, things that folks are talking about, trending issues, and that sort of thing. And the three biggies, if I were to do a countdown show today, maybe even start with the fact that it's a Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday before Lent starts tomorrow, the season of Easter, in manner of speaking. Certainly the debate tonight where Michael Bloomberg, I think, will come across differently. We'll talk about that. And then the coronavirus, some of the things about why the Chinese are more susceptible to this than are other folks. There is a theory about that floating around. But, Jennifer, let's start with the Kobe Bryant thing from yesterday. Staples Center, 20,000 people. It was like a basketball game, but it wasn't a basketball game in a sense.
Almost a basketball game in the dark because it was very... They darkened all the lights and all attention on the stage, and this thing was crowded.
Did you see that casket? Did you see the casket?
I did not see the casket.
It was purple, and it had all kinds of stuff on it that had to do with basketball. It was made by somebody who specialized in making unique caskets. I didn't think they'd find enough pieces of them to put it in there.
Oh, jeez. Well, he's not actually. He's already been buried.
That was just for show.
Yeah. Okay. All right, meanwhile...
I have a way with words when speaking about people who've passed.
Well, I have my way of speaking about it. Everybody's got a different way of speaking about it. That's my way of speaking about it. I think that it's just passing is a pass. That's it. It's passing from one situation to another reality, and I think that that's kind of what we're dealing with here. But dealing with it in a way that is pretty extraordinary when you consider all of the people and all the things that had that were being said before and have been said now. So, Jennifer, what was your take on it?
Well, just watching the number of people who surrounded the Staples Center that didn't even have a ticket to get inside. There were just tons, thousands of fans that just packed around the streets of the Staples Center, which I thought was pretty showing. This was someone who... Because I don't watch basketball all that much. I mean, obviously, living in Los Angeles, very aware of how phenomenal Kobe Bryant was as a player. But when you see how someone's passing like this touches so many people that never really knew him personally, it's pretty amazing. And a testament to the power of not only his celebrity, his talent, but also the amount that he's given back to the community. So the streets were packed around Staples Center. Inside Staples Center, if you didn't get a chance to see it, it's really the first time we heard from Vanessa Bryant, who is Kobe's wife and the mother of Gigi. And so this service was really beautiful. Beyonce sang, Alicia Keys sang, Christina Aguilera performed during all of this. Jimmy Kimmel acted sort of as the MC. And then there were some beautiful tributes from Michael Jordan, who was very emotional. He was really moved. Shaquille O'Neal was up there as well. But when Vanessa took the stage, I think that was probably the most touching, poignant moment. She talked about her daughter being such a happy girl, always kissing her good morning and good night. She told a story of how she was really tired one morning and had gone back to bed while Gigi went to school. And she said, "What? No kiss?" And Gigi said, "No, I kissed you, Mama. You were sleeping." And how she had plans of living in the NBA or playing for the WNBA. And she talked about how Kobe's never going to get to walk her daughter down the aisle. It was just a very, really touching thing to hear from her, I think, for the very first time. Also, as part of this, we found out that Vanessa Bryant's actually suing the helicopter operator over the crash that killed Kobe Bryant. This would also have an impact on the family who's suffering because they lost their husband and father, who was the pilot of the helicopter. So that was kind of an interesting turn, I think. I wasn't expecting her to sue them because I figured they were kind of all together on that in that moment where everybody sort of decided at the same time they wanted to keep going on. So I was surprised to hear that Vanessa Bryant sued the operator. Clearly it's not for money. Or at least I don't think it is.
No,
but she did say it was for wrongful death. So
maybe
I don't
she's
know.
Planning on helping the other families.
Yeah.
With the money that she would. Yeah.
I don't know that it's a money thing for any of them. But
oh well, no. But I'm just saying, if there will be a settlement, and maybe she'll either. I'm sure the money will go to charity, or maybe to. They have GoFundMes, I think, for some of the other families that were set up.
Right.
So maybe whatever does come from that, that might be her intention. And to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. That pilot, the FAA records show that he had already been reprimanded for doing the same thing, except he didn't crash the last time.
So why
he was flying and
he was hand-chosen by Kobe. Kobe was basically leased the helicopter from the company and flew in it all the
time. Yeah.
And this was his guy.
And a part of me also thinks, you know, he wanted to get there, and so the pilot's like, okay, we better get him there. I don't know. None of us were in there. We don't know what the circumstances were,
right.
But I was surprised that it happened yesterday. I didn't think that would be the charm.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, the general manager of the Lakers, Rob, is it Pelinka?
Pelinka.
How do you pronounce it? Said that even he was in church when Kobe Bryant was texting him. He felt compelled to answer. And this is just before the crash. There were some moments as I listened. I was in my car, and I was listening to much of it. It was on a couple of radio stations here, the whole thing. The news station carried the whole thing. The sports station carried the whole thing. And it was the first time that there was something genuine. As much as some people took shots at Kobe because of things that happened to him in the past, I don't know that he deserves a pass on that, but I became much more involved. Remember the first day after it happened, that Monday after it happened, I said, okay, so it's too bad. He was a great basketball player, but I didn't get how it touched as many people because it didn't touch me. It's sort of like a lot of other things. What's relevant to you doesn't necessarily mean it's relevant to somebody else and vice versa. So some of these things, and I think that goes into a lot of schools, I think to move on into the political realities, I have been studying, as you know, by listening to me, I'm pretty moderate in my political views. I'm extreme in some things, but I'm not in terms of politics. I'm pretty moderate and have always gone for moderate Republicans. The fact that the extreme wing of the Democratic Party, which at the moment, if I look at the numbers correctly, has about 30% with the focus on the candidate that's getting most of the votes right now, and the way that the divide goes with there's 8 for Warren and there's 7 for Mayor Pete and there's 5 for whatever it is. When you get to the fact that there's only 30% there, and then you look at the other 70%, where are they going to go? Where is a moderate Democrat going to go? Not going to vote for Barney. I keep calling him Barney. He or she is what? Why are you laughing?
You know what? I had a weird feeling yesterday. I agree with you, Doug. I think, I don't know. I just had I would not be surprised if the DNC swoops in and knocks Bernie to the side and makes Mayor Pete the guy. Because Mayor Pete, even though he's struggling now with minority votes, Mayor Pete appeals to my parents. You know, people who like Joe Biden also like Mayor Pete. Their politics are similar. They're on the same level of moderation. I think that it would not be surprising to me at all if the DNC does that. In the past, when they did it to Bernie last time, Bernie fans were obviously really upset about it. But they had Hillary to say, look, this is the viable candidate. Now it's not really clear. There isn't really one person that they can kick Bernie to the side and say, well, the reason you're not going to get the nomination is because we have person X. But I think if they're going to try to sabotage him, I think Mayor Pete is the way to go.
I don't think it is.
Because I don't think Biden is going to beat him.
I don't think he is either, but I think you're discounting Bloomberg way more than you ought to. This, the stuff about the women I think you're going to hear addressed tonight. I think it's not going to carry the day. It may among some younger women, but when you get to people who are in their 40s and older, and they look at the mess that we're in now in terms of conversation, there's only a galvanizing. Pete doesn't have the experience. I think maybe in the future he might. Plus the fact he's gay, and that's not going to cut it with a lot of
78% of Americans say they don't care. You. Even Trump himself said that people don't care that Mayor Pete's gay. Trump actually said
that. I don't care that he's gay. It doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, there are going to be some hardcore right-wingers who, you know, who believe religiously that,
he's,
you know,
being
gay is
sin.
He's too young,
Victoria. He's too young.
But in terms of who he appeals to, I don't think Bloomberg, it's really interesting because I was taking him seriously because you guys talk about him all the time, but when I listen to people who are my age or anywhere in their 20s, none of them like him. None of them have a desire to vote for him.
Yeah,
I'm just talking I'm just talking about who appeals to who, and you know, if Bernie only appeals to 30% and he only appeals to super young people and moderates and older people don't want to vote for him, it's kind of the same for Bloomberg.
This is why the Democrats are pulling their hair out after this past weekend, because they see that the writing's on the wall that Bernie Sanders is going to be the front runner, and they feel like that's not acceptable to them. And so, yet that's where the energy and the enthusiasm in the party is going. And while you guys are all making really good arguments, the one problem that Mayor Pete has is that he has no money. And so they're going to have to figure out how to get him money. He's bringing in some money, but he's being out fundraised by even Elizabeth Warren, who's not doing nearly as well as he is.
And she's
every bit of money
support to Bernie.
Right. And every bit of money that's coming into Mayor Pete, he's spending. So he has very little cash on hand. And that's the problem with the moderate candidates. There are so many of them, or at least the ones they consider moderates. I don't really believe that any of them are all that moderate, is that they're splitting the fundraising money. And so what has to happen for them, literally, to have a chance is to have Bloomberg drop out and to dump his money behind somebody else. But now so many hard feelings are being created. Is that
he's
really
going
to happen?
Out.
Right, and he's not going to drop out. So that's the issue. And where is the money coming from? Because the people who are donating to Elizabeth Warren, and they're donating to Bernie Sanders primarily.
Yeah. So there are other.
It's a really strange conundrum right now.
It is. You can say, okay, here's another billionaire who wants to vote for Michael Bloomberg. Thought it was interesting. Warren Buffett was on a CNBC show yesterday, and the main focus was, who are you going to vote for? He says, I'm not a card-carrying Democrat. I voted for Republicans. My father was a Republican congressman from Nebraska. I supported Hillary last time around. I vote for Republicans, I vote for Democrats, and I'm voting for Michael Bloomberg. So that's one vote. And then, you know, but these guys get
attention. But Kara's right, though.
People hear that number. I don't disagree with you.
It's the age factors, and I've even had,
the age
as
factor
a New Yorker,
for Pete works the other way, too. Anyway, excuse me, Victoria.
I don't know. Well, maybe, but I, you know, and I like Bloomberg's experience. I like his track record. He was my mayor. New Yorkers across the board loved him. So I get it, but it's really hard. Like, I've even had girlfriends around the country like Kara. Kara didn't know anything about him, and I've been telling my friends, like, hey, you know, this could be the guy. This is the guy. And that, they just, he's not making a good impression. My black friends will not vote for him because of stop and frisk, and that's an unwavering thing that's not going to change. And my white girlfriends are, they're just offended by his reaction to the NDAs and stuff like that. So he's having a hard time reaching anybody under.
And I'll tell you what he's going to come and do on Tuesday during the debate is he's going to, remember we talked last week about how his only way, or at least in my opinion, his only way to recover is to have really good answers to those questions that he was asked last week and not appear to be angry about them. He's going to have to really just answer the question. Well, now, apparently, the writing on the wall is that he's going to just go after Bernie Sanders, which could be effective, but he's also going to have to maturely answer the questions that he didn't answer last time around. And I don't know. I think he might just come in with guns blaring.
Yeah, no. Well, we'll see. All right, there it is, our overview. You didn't get to Harvey Weinstein. That's the next half hour, too. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Laptop of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Music time, 23 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steppler, and you. Plus, I heard Bernie Sanders listens to this program from time to time. Did you hear that?
I did not. But hey, Bernie, you better figure out how much your crap costs.
All right, country. Country singer Jamie Johnson announced a new string of dates with the rising country wife.
He's disappeared for a while.
Jamie Johnson?
Yeah. I think so.
He's connecting to a band called Whiskey Myers. You know about Whiskey Myers?
I don't.
No. Let's crank this up a little. I'll listen to him and see.
This is one of his older songs.
High cost of living. On
this one here, this one's in color.
A little slow. 12 shows kick off May 6th in North Carolina. Oh, no, South Carolina, sorry. In the Charleston cities through the Midwest and the South, the West. And it'll end up in July, end of July in Michigan. And in between that time, both Johnson and Whiskey Myers are going to perform their own separate dates. For Johnson, those last album... The last album of all the original material was like, what, 2010? It's called The Guitar Song. That means gigs opening for Chris Stapleton in Texas in March and headlining dates in Florida, Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Mississippi. So he's playing both sides of the street, kind of, right? As a lead-in for some of the big names and on his own. Does he have the boots to? Is he that well known? Is he going to do okay?
I wouldn't go see him alone on a ticket, no. I mean, if it was just him. But I was never a huge fan when he came out. I think he's got an interesting sound. It's just not quite my sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Johnson, yeah.
If somebody likes him, I don't like him. I just don't think he's enough to bring me in by himself.
He and Whiskey Myers are going to make festival appearances at Atlanta's Shaky Boots. That'll be in May on the 9th. And the Born and Raised Festival in Oklahoma, that'll be June 7th for that gig. Last summer, Whiskey Myers opened for the Stones in Chicago, huh? Does that make sense?
Yeah. The Stones are very picky about who opens for them, and Lucas Nelson and his band opened for the Stones at Giant Stadium. Like, they handpick who, oh, yeah. And it's a huge boost, obviously, to their anyone's career.
Yeah, right. Huh. But I'm saying it seems strange because it's country. and doesn't quite fit.
Yeah, it's Southern rock. It's not really country. It's more Southern rock, and the Stones have got a lot of Southern rock in their stuff, too.
Mm.
I mean, look at Lucas Nelson. That's Southern rock.
Yeah. Whiskey Myers headlines at the Ryman in Nashville on November 21st, too, looking down the road. All right, 26 past. Here is Tennille Towns. She's paying tribute to women, generations of working women in agriculture. A song is called In My Blood. Might feature this on our farm show, Karen.
I like this song. I haven't heard of her before, but...
The release coincides with the beginning of the Future Farmer America Week this week. Celebrates 50 years of women in the FFA. She says it's an honor to have written this song with the heart of women in agriculture in mind. She said these are the women who inspire and shape all of us. Makes me think of the strong women in my life I grew up looking up to, the ones who made me believe anything is possible. Now, this song, In My Blood, follows recent singles from her, Jersey on the Wall, I'm Just Asking, which was number one in her native Canada, and a song called White Horse. Her EP, Road to the Lemonade Stand, was released earlier in February, includes studio versions of her single, Somebody's Daughter, as well as cover of Keith Urban's Stupid Boy. That's an interesting combination, isn't it, huh? This summer, Towns joins Alan Jackson and Sugarland for select dates in their respective headlining tours. So, she's beginning to scratch the surface, yes? This is a good, I'm going to have, Carol, let's put this into the farm show. The attention that is deserved for women in agriculture, that is surely something of note and import. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Concerns about the coronavirus and its potential impacts on the global economy wiping out this year's gains on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow marking its biggest one-day drop in 2 years, losing 1,031 points. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, now facing up to 25 years in prison, found guilty yesterday of rape and sexual assault. The jury acquitting him of predatory sexual assault. That carried the most jail time. Model Amber Vatilana has accused him of sexual misconduct, but no charges were ever brought in her case. She says she's proud of the women who testified at the New York City trial.
I know what it means, opening up again, reliving the trauma that you could be in through, because because I suffered so much in those years because I wasn't believed.
Weinstein will be sentenced on March 11th, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What are the facts, ma'am? What's happening today? Hello, that's our focus. It's Tuesday, February the 25th on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill, and the gang is here with you, centering on a lot of the big issues of the day, how we may read into them. Do you agree? There's something for everybody here, and that's a good thing, including pretty much a centralized focus on Harvey Weinstein and the results of the trial yesterday in New York. Don't forget there's one in Los Angeles that's pending, and there is the hospital to deal with. And so whether he's faking it or he isn't faking it, let's go through the situation here, Victoria, and figure out what's what.
Well, yesterday he was found guilty. He was convicted of two sex crimes. He was accused of four, found guilty on two charges. And this was, six accusers gave pretty graphic testimony of what they accused him of doing. And so he was found guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree related to his former assistant, Miriam. And then he was convicted of rape in the third degree related to another accuser named Jessica Mann. Now, there were four other women who testified. Now, they didn't, the statute of limitations had run out on those cases. Annabella Sciorra, the actress from The Sopranos and from other movies, she was probably the most high profile who took the stand. Essentially, the prosecution used those other testimonies to establish a pattern that Weinstein pretty much, he had one playbook. And so, he's going to be sentenced on March 11th. He was immediately handcuffed, taken into custody, and then he was taken to a medical facility.
They had the guards had to try to, they had to get him up off the chair. Couldn't even move off the chair.
I do think there are a lot of histrionics here with Harvey Weinstein and the photo shoot in his hospital suite. You know, I mean, it just, he's pulling a Bill Cosby, and so he wants to look old and feeble.
I do think he wants to look old and weak, but I really, seeing him yesterday, he looked pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Well,
it's working.
I think he also knew that because the jury deliberated for 5.5 days and then they wanted to rehear some of the testimony. I think he knew that it was not going to go well for him. So I'm sure anyone in that position facing jail time probably isn't, you know, going to look and feel their best. He actually will, he faces a prison sentence of at least 5 years with possibility of being in there for 25 years. It was a little bit of a win for the defense. He escaped the two most serious charges. One would have been predatory sexual assault and one charge of rape in the first degree. That would have sentenced him to life in prison. So we'll see on March 11th what the judge hands down.
And then
down.
As soon as that's over, he comes to Los Angeles. As soon as that sentencing's over, bingo. Here we go, on trial in L.A. and a whole different set of circumstances. And then you wonder his appeals. You know, he's got a lot of money, so he can appeal it.
Obviously, his lawyers have already said they're going to appeal. So
see. Exactly. Because the the testimony is still so shaky, right? People are really wondering, oh, did he really do it? Nah.
I don't think anyone wonders that. Yeah, does anyone really think Harvey Weinstein didn't do
this? Is
the 180 women have accused him.
Where the news media correctly seems to have found somebody guilty before a court of law found him guilty. The court of public opinion, if you will. Next up, the situation with the Olympic athletes and what's going on. Have you seen this in sports? As we look to the Olympics and wonder whether, because of coronavirus, there's even going to be an Olympics this summer, I think that's very much in question at the moment. A lot will depend on how much time do they really need.
Now that it's spread outside of China, too. So yeah. I mean, Italy and Japan.
Right, yeah. There is a thought that perhaps we may not want to, I'm putting them in quotation marks, we may not want to have this because it'll bring all these people from various parts of the world together, and who knows what that will mean. Then there's the other thing. A lot of folks who are elite athletes that are in these various countries that are gearing up for the Olympics later this year, there's a new group of Olympic rights athletes. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
Athletes who are trying, 58% of them said they didn't consider themselves financially stable, and therefore they can't really devote themselves. It's an interesting reality. Like, you can play professional baseball, football, and basketball players can play in the Olympics. But there are a lot of other sports in which they don't have or allow people who are being professional to get into the ranks of the Olympics. And you look at the situation for them. They don't receive, quote, according to the Olympic Committee, an appropriate amount of financial compensation. So it is going to affect how well they can do under the circumstances. So I wonder, there are 89 responses to a survey among athletes when it came to financial security. And the answers were things like can't train without funds, try and get work around training. It's not easy. Because if you're going to really work at this and do well, you got to really put your heart and soul into it. Spend all of your time. It becomes a profession.
Well, this is just a theory, but that's why so many communist countries dominated the Olympics for so long, because it's all government funded.
They fund them, right.
And that's like their entire nation's pride and joy is making sure that they win in the Olympics. And, America, I don't know how the basketball thing changed, because it was for a long time only – non-professional athletes allowed. I'm not really sure when that changed. Or did we just change it on our own?
It's been in the last 20 years or so. I remember when it happened. I don't really specifically remember when it happened, but I remember when it happened talking about it. The Olympics and what they do and how they leverage the athletes, when you compare what happens in professional sports, they have isn't it the most prestigious event in the world when you get right down to it in terms of sports? And all of these athletes from all of these countries,
sure.
I think you're on the right path there, Victoria, in terms of how the communist countries put these people, they make it their job. It is their job. And
they subsidize their families and everything. Yeah. I mean, it's no joke.
Today is Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday, last day of the carnival season. Always follows the day before Ash Wednesday and the fact is that Lent starts tomorrow with Ash Wednesday as well. How many people here go to services? I remember oftentimes when I was younger, as a kid, the youngsters would come to school with the ashes on their forehead.
I used to go a lot for Ash Wednesday.
What was the significance of that?
Why? They burn the palms, right?
Right. The palms from Palm Sunday get burned from the previous year, and then put them... It's a time to remember. It's a time to reflect. That's why typically people will give up something or try to make a sacrifice during the 40 days of Lent.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was an interesting history to this. On March 2nd, 1699, French-Canadian explorer Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne de Bienville. How'd I do with that?
Beautiful.
Of course, everybody recognizes that name from having studied it in school. Not. Anyway, he arrived at a plot of ground 60 miles directly south of New Orleans, named it Point du Mardi Gras, when his men realized it was the eve of the festival holiday. He also established Fort Louis de la Louisiane, which is now Mobile, Alabama. There's Mobile, Alabama, Mobile, Louisiana, too, right? Aren't there two Mobiles? I'm trying to remember.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. We're on in one of them. I don't remember.
Well, then maybe they'll call it
Mobile.
Alabama is definitely the bigger one. I don't think there's one in Louisiana.
Maybe not. Anyway, 1703, the settlement of Fort Louis de la Mobile celebrated America. Why am I reading this in this stupid French? Mardi Gras celebrated openly in New Orleans in 1870.
These are the questions we ask ourselves, too, which is so cool that we're all on the same page.
What? Why do I go through all of this stuff?
Why is he doing this in French?
Right, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't really call it French, but okay.
It's pig French. You know, the pig Latin, it's pig French. That's what it is. All right, so anyway, today's Mardi Gras Day, the start of Lent tomorrow. Ash Wednesday leads into, 6 weeks till, 6 weeks, right? Or is it a month? No, 6 weeks.
It's until, 40 days.
40 days. Okay, so divided by 7... is 5.5 weeks. All right, then that's when we'll have Easter, folks. Yesterday we missed out, ladies, on celebrating Shrove Monday, celebrations that encompass the week before Lent. It's the Monday before Ash Wednesday. So there is a series of, I guess, celebrations, would you say that? Shrove refers to a shrine, doesn't it? And it's also, Shrove is... supposedly in the Catholic Church, I think, it's about absolution from sin. Some people wear something that would indicate that you're up for that sort of thing in confession and penance and that. I remember that from school, too. So what do we remember? Did you really focus on any of this stuff? You went to Catholic school, Jennifer. I don't mean to put you in the spotlight, but you probably are more focused on this than are the rest of us, in a manner of speaking. Yes, no, maybe?
Not much on that. The Lenten season, though, I think, is what we really focus on. I mean, that was a big deal. You upped your time going to church. We would go maybe every Friday during the period between Ash Wednesday and Easter. And so that was a really important time. Typically, we'd all go as a school just once a month. And during that, I think we'd go every Friday during that period. Mm-hmm. So it was, and we learned about it,
Well, there's a carnival calendar in Greece, a lot of Caribbean countries, the first day of the carnival, Carnival Monday, Carnival Tuesday, Fat Monday, so it all is kind of focused on getting prepared going through Lent. What people do you know who give up things for Lent still? Jennifer, do you give up anything? Victoria, Kara, anybody give up anything?
I usually conjure up something, yes. My mom said to me yesterday, she said, I'm giving up sugar. That's it. I'm giving up sugar for Lent. That's what she said.
I think people use it as a diet plan because, one of my best friends gives up something every year, and it's always something that she really likes.
Is she Catholic? Because I don't know anyone who's not Catholic who gives up anything for Lent.
Yeah, her family is Catholic.
Yeah.
Catholic. She doesn't go to church a lot, but she still gives up something for Lent typically, and it's chocolate or something chocolate-based normally.
Give it up.
Which works great if you're also trying to lose weight, so.
We all
you
have
don't
that
have to give. By the way, you don't even have to give something up. This is what a lot of people don't realize. You can actually just make a commitment to do something for someone. So if maybe it's a donation to a group that you like or volunteer hours or something like that. I think we always think of giving up, but you can prepare yourself for this spiritual period by doing something for others too.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to think about it today. Honestly, it snuck up on me. So I'm going to give it some thought today, and I'll have a good answer for you tomorrow.
Good. All right. The television world talking today about the deal for Mr. Robot, the creator Mr. Robot, putting together quite a cast for a new series that presents a take on the Watergate scandal. This ought to be pretty interesting. Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, Armie Hammer, and Joel Edgerton. Do you pronounce it Edgerton?
I think his is Edgerton. It's spelled Edgerton. Different than Taron Egerton.
Yeah. It's titled Gaslit, and it's based on the podcast Slow Burn. Focuses on the untold stories, forgotten characters of Watergate, from Nixon's bumbling, opportunistic subordinates to the deranged zealots that aided and abetted. This is really... none of you remember this firsthand. You've studied it or you've talked about it and you have some light into it, but I lived through it. And one of the most interesting experiences along the way was getting to know and be actually quite good friends with Gordon Liddy, who was for a long time on this same network that we originated the program from, Radio America. He was on Westward One. He was in jail. He has very interesting stories to tell. And he's just, and he was unabashed about, doing, even to now, guy's got to be, he's about 90, 91 maybe, and he's still, I'd do anything. If the president told me to shoot somebody, I'd shoot him. And
okay.
He was hardcore. He was, he is, still. Interesting, anyway. Joel Edgerton is going to be Gordon Liddy. Let's see, the term the plumbers, that was what we grew up around, the plumbers. Everybody knew who the plumbers were. There was a bunch of people around Nixon. You think that there's characters around Trump. There were some real characters around Nixon. So that'd be interesting TV, see how that works out. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what's on tonight that looks good?
Well, the Democrats are debating in South Carolina. This is happening on CBS, and it all starts at 8 o'clock, Victoria. Sorry about that.
Oh,
no,
9 goodness.
O'clock. But that's
oh,
creepy,
no.
Right? Yeah.
Oh.
No, you were upset about 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock is fine. 8 is
oh,
the time.
8 is here. So okay, good. Oh,
it's 5 here. It's going to start
five
at 5 here.
8 right, Eastern, okay. Charleston debate from CBS. And the people that will be on stage, it'll look a little different because you'll have Tom Steyer up there. You'll have Tom Steyer, Bloomberg, Amy Klobuchar, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, and Mayor Pete will all be on the stage. And Nora O'Donnell and Gail King will moderate along with Margaret Brennan and Major Garrett. So that should be kind of interesting. If that's not your thing, I think this is for you, Dougie. The Curse of Oak Island, Drilling Down. Well, this episode features William Shatner. That'll be fun. So you can check that out at 8 o'clock on History. Also, if you like music, Miles Davis' Birth of Cool is on PBS tonight at 9. And Miracle on Ice, 40th anniversary on NBC Sports Network.
10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me, Doug Steffen, to go through these stories. Let's see what's going on at Netflix. Going to charge you more money? Yeah, I'm sure they'll be happy to do that.
No, not yet.
No, okay. Yeah, right.
They have raised their
prices.
Time. Yeah, a few times they have. But no, this is not about raising the prices. This is actually about a new tool that Netflix has added to the screen to help you figure out what you want to watch, which can be very time consuming. This is something in my own marriage. My husband gets very frustrated with me because I have to scroll through all the titles, and he finds that we waste a lot of time doing that. So now Netflix, wanting to save marriages everywhere, they have decided to list the top 10 row on the homepage, so you will now see what the top 10 most popular things are currently on Netflix. So you can see what other people are watching, maybe get some inspiration if you want. They started testing this out in the UK, and then they got really great feedback from it, and people were very interested in what was trending, and they wanted to know what the top 10 for each category was. And so now it's been completely rolled out. It should be live right now. You may have to do an update on your Netflix, but it should actually be there already. And so it's not just Netflix original titles. It's going to be everything that's on the streaming service that people are watching. Now, the one caveat with this is at the end of last year, Netflix released a list of their most popular movies and TV shows, and with the exception of Disney Pixar's Incredibles 2, every other title on the list of the most watched was a Netflix original. So maybe take it with a grain of salt. Maybe they're just pushing their own stuff on you. I don't know yet. You'll have to see and go through the list and see what's there. But Netflix has lost a lot of the titles that they had licensed because Disney and FX and NBC Universal and Warner Brothers and and everybody else now has their own streaming service, and they've taken all of the stuff that was on Hulu and Netflix, they've taken it back. And so the biggest loss that Netflix suffered is Friends. And so I think it's 2021, Friends officially leaves Netflix and will go to, I think it's HBO Max.
Is Netflix the one paying them $2.5 million apiece to have the sit down?
No, that's HBO Max. HBO Max, yeah. Right. So, but anyway, this is, it is a helpful tool if you want to know what's new and popular and what's trending. Now you can just look right on the homepage and you'll be able to see everything that everybody else is watching on Netflix.
All right. There you go. Baby Yoda toys are arriving soon, and here's the scoop.
The Geek Out. After missing out on the holiday season, we're finally getting those Baby Yoda toys from The Mandalorian. Revealed on Good Morning America last week and the New York Toy Fair, there is a bunch of green, bug-eyed, big-eared cuteness coming our way, topped with an animatronic doll that moves, sounds, and looks just like the show's breakout star. It'll be about $60 in retailers in the fall. Also, all 9 Star Wars movies that make up the Skywalker saga will be released in HD and 4K UHD Blu-rays. These will be the version shown on Disney Plus, so not the original theatrical versions that many people demand. They'll all be available individually or as a box set starting on March 17th.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3, WMA players, and like models.
Next up, the TSA is telling their employees to stop doing something. What are they going to stop doing?
They have to stop using TikTok. And the TikTok app has become super popular right now, and mostly with younger people. But the TSA's announcement to ban employees from using TikTok came shortly after Senator Chuck Schumer from New York wrote a letter to the TSA administrator requesting that the agency stop using the app over concerns that because it's a Chinese-based app, that they could be spying on the users and also mining the data. And there is a lot of legitimate concern to what it's not just Chuck Schumer. A lot of people in government have been warning people against using TikTok. I guess it's fine if you're a kid and you want to make TikTok videos, but if you're a TSA employee and they have been using TikTok to create and post videos explaining, boarding processes and rules and things like that. And so, obviously, the TSA, they've reacted pretty quickly to this. They said that they've never officially published anything on TikTok, but some of their employees have. And so now that they have instructed all the employees, they're no longer allowed to create any videos on TikTok that have anything to do with the TSA. And so they can, in their personal use, they can still use them, but it's not allowed to have anything to do with Department of Homeland Security, which runs the TSA. And so the actual Homeland Security Department a while ago banned TikTok, and so now we're starting to see more and more of this roll out. TikTok is a Chinese company. They keep all of their stuff on a server in China, not in America, and that's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah, right. All right, that's the story, the scoop, if you will, the scoop in the story. TikTok at 59 past the...
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.